Weather with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Chilly 4 degrees in Melbourne, heading for 16 today. Good morning, Anastasia.
Melbourne can't make up its mind, can it? How beautiful was yesterday? It was shining bright like a diamond.
Fantastic,
and this morning,
though,
it's killing us.
Absolutely. Weekend?
Yes.
Hey, what would you do if I gave you $1.3 million?
I'd be out of here, darling.
You'd be out of here.
I'd never look at your face again. That's what
I'd
do.
Actually, I think your contract here pays a bit more than that. A lady in South Africa, a student, received $1.35 million in her bank account.
Right.
As a result of an error. It was meant to be her $135 monthly food allowance, the student support, but she received $1.35 million several months ago.
Wow.
And she went and she spent it.
Oh, my God.
And the only reason that the organisation that pays the allowance found out was because some fellow students noticed.
How could she have not realised that she received $1.3 million in her bank account?
Well, I think she did. She did realise because she spent about $800,000 of it.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what she spent it on.
Yeah, I'd change my identity. If that came into my bank account, I'd take the money out straight away, change my identity and move to another country because I know I'd get caught eventually for lying.
Yeah. I mean, for that amount of money, you'd know.
Anyway,
what if you found, say, some money in the street?
What would I change my name to?
Don't know.
What would you do?
Well, for that amount of money, I'd be a bit... I'd know it wasn't mine.
But
it would be tempting to think, oh my goodness.
How cheeky.
$1.35 million.
Really,
what am I going to do with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But she did find out because one of her students got a bit jealous and dobbed her in. And now she's got
to, I'd get jealous too.
Yeah, now she's got to pay it back. So $1.35 million to pay it back. It's a lot, isn't it? Anastasia.
Yes.
When I say narcissist to you, what do you think?
What do I think? I'm looking at one.
I'm not one.
No. I just think of all my ex-partners, to be honest.
Narcissist.
And that's not having a go at them. I mean, I played the tango, the dance as well. But yeah, I've had a lot of narcissistic partners.
You know what? You think narcissists, people think immediately they love taking photos of themselves.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Selfies, posting
they
them everywhere.
They stand out on Facebook, don't they?
They do, definitely. Yes. Wow, some new research that was published has said that narcissists actually don't like looking at themselves.
Really?
Yep.
Where did you get this
This was from
research? Is it called the Maryland University?
No, this was a reputable scientific journal.
Okay.
And around 600 people were surveyed using this narcissistic personality test to determine that they were. And then they were shown pictures of themselves, their close friends and strangers while their brain activity was monitored using MRI scans.
Oh, right.
And the scan showed that the brain activity indicated that they didn't like seeing their own mugshots.
Then that may make me a narcissist because I hate seeing photos of myself.
But so what it's saying is that narcissists might like seeing other people look at their photos,
right,
but not necessarily themselves. How's that? I
had
no idea. I thought they just loved everyone
so did
looking
I.
at them. There you go. You're not a narcissist. You hate having your photo
exactly.
taken.
Exactly.
Anastasia,
yes.
I've noticed something in workplace settings more than anywhere, that people are becoming reluctant to make phone calls. And it's almost like they either just want to send an email or a text message, but pick up the phone and call. I've just noticed I don't know if it's just my observations.
Do you know
but
what?
But people are scared, and then it's almost as though they like people to move away before they pick up the phone and start talking.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, though, because it has changed now. People don't pick up the phone. People break up via text these days. You know,
they
that's do. How much it's changed so much.
Well, a previous relationship of mine, we fell into the texting pattern quite significantly. And it wasn't very healthy, and we ended up having counselling over it, and they said, stop the texting.
Yeah.
But it just, and
communicate.
I noticed he kept doing it, and I was picking up the phone and calling, but the text kept coming, and in the end, it just sort of fizzled out because I was misinterpreting texts.
Yes, you know, you always misinterpret texts, don't you?
You do. Do you have a phone voice?
I do. I have it depends who's calling. If it's a bill that I need to pay, I put my posh voice on and go, hello, Anastasia speaking. If I'm trying to sound sexy, or someone that I'm into, I'll be like, hello? It changes all the time. I've actually watched people change.
I haven't had any of those voices when I talked to you on the phone. I haven't heard any of them.
No, you're always the same. Well, because I'm not trying to impress you, darling. You get what you're given, you know what
about
I mean?
When you're on public transport?
I'm fine. But you know what does intrigue me is when I'm talking to somebody on the phone, like via work or whatever, and we haven't met yet, and you're just imagining what they may look like, and then you actually meet them and go, oh, my God, this person looks nothing like what I imagined. Just like the real estate agent. Now, we've been talking on the phone for about, I reckon, 3 weeks, trying to get an appointment for a house inspection, right? And it's been ongoing. Finally, I meet the guy, okay?
What did you think he was like before you met him?
Okay, I imagined him, based on his phone voice, I imagined him being really scrawny looking, like really thin, like about 20 kilos. And really, really small. I just imagined him really small and really, really thin. I answer the door and I get a 6 foot George Michael looking man.
Oh, my goodness.
Like from I Want Your Sex Days. And I just remember going, oh, my God, you look nothing like what I imagined.
So you're impressed.
Absolutely.
You know who always looked different to what they sound like? Radio announcers.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You see them in the paper or have you? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, people
totally
probably think
different.
I'm really hot when I'm talking.
You are
and
hot.
And they go on our Facebook page and they go, oh, my God. Now, you could do that. You could actually go on our Facebook page, type in Anastasia and Warren, lick us and like us. Hey, now, listen, you look a little bit more relaxed than usual today.
I am more relaxed.
A little bit, you look a bit more flexible, I guess.
I had a massage
your
yesterday.
Your man boobs look a little bit more relaxed, if you know what I mean.
A bit more pliable.
That training bra needs to come back on, darling. You're a bit too relaxed for my life.
I had a massage. It was so good.
Did you?
Yeah, she got stuck into
oh,
every
it was a
part.
She, was it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she, how was it?
She was really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good, actually. She got stuck into every muscle and I'm oh. being so
So was
tight.
It like a deep tissue remedial?
Yeah, you know, it wasn't a relaxing massage.
It was, okay, so no, you no, like no. being
No, no,
up.
It was, I could have,
so do I.
I could have screamed my yeah. head off. Oh. I did half the time.
You're not one of those people that is too scared to scream.
No, not at all. She was standing up on top of the table.
Yeah, fantastic.
Like digging her elbows and feet. And
she sounds fantastic.
Oh, she was really, really, really yeah. good. Do you like massage?
I love massage. And I made the mistake of going to one particular place where I actually said to them, I really like deep tissue.
Yeah.
And it was a Thai lady and she didn't know a lot of English. Actually, she didn't know any, basically. We talked with our hands, which I'm comfortable with. Because I'm Greek. But I'm talking, this woman, I felt like I got beat up at the end of the massage. In fact, she, like you said, she climbed on my back and she was using her knees. Now, this is what got me. She started pulling my hair and going, the only word she knew was...
Pulling your hair.
I'm not kidding. She was pulling my hair, right? And going, and massaging at the same time. Pulling, massaging at the same time. And going, relax, relax, relax. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm actually getting beaten up. But I wasn't screaming. I should have been screaming, but I was being too polite, well, not wanting to offend her.
Well, she was
I walked out of there like I'd been run over by a truck.
that's probably a good massage.
Relax. No, it wasn't because I didn't relax.
So the one yesterday, she didn't use enough oil at one stage and she was doing my pecs. And now I've got a hairy chest and it was just collecting every hair. And it was the most painful thing I've ever had. I don't know if she was doing it deliberately or what, but...
Did you say to her, this is uncomfortable?
She said, yeah, I was screaming at her and she goes, this is the worst part. You'll just get through. Grit your teeth, get through it.
Grit
and she's
teeth.
Pushing across oh, so hard and
sure
all my hair.
Did you check the sign of the
door? We were talking and I said to her, why did you get into this? Did you? She was, you know, she used to be some sort of corporate finance person. She,
right.
she hated it.
She hated
and
it.
She said, this is what I wanted to do. I said, so you want to help people, is that? Is that it? And she said, no, I just wanted to touch sexy men.
Oh, my God.
I said, you're joking. She goes, no. And she goes, I wanted to work on football players. And that's why she got into it.
Oh,
and
my God. Good on her.
And it just made me think, have you ever done a job, Anastasia?
Yes.
That you've done the job just so that you can
up.
Get something. Not so much
up.
Because you
well,
enjoy
look,
it.
Well, look, I probably, actually, it's a good idea. I should get into massaging. Oh
yeah.
Oh, my God. Have a little card in the back and in my little handbag. How would you like a massage? Can you imagine me on the tram going, oh, hello. No, but you know what? Being a bar chick was purely for the reason of flirting and eye candy, and it's a really easy way
was
of
it successful?
Up. Of course it was. You can pick up anyone, and especially if you keep feeding them drinks. You're hot to them anyway.
Give them your number. Anastasia, two armed men held up a pub in Baltimore in
oh
the
my
US
God.
On Tuesday.
Yes.
But what they didn't expect is that the police were having a retirement party there.
Oh, my God.
And so the whole station, the whole local station where they're at the time.
Oh, my God, that's
they
hysterical.
Just got arrested.
I wonder if they
away.
Did they have their uniforms on and their guns on the side there?
No, but they were all in plain clothes because
oh
it was a
God,
retirement thing.
Hilarious.
But they went in and
busted.
Stick them up. Anastasia, during that track,
yes.
You've been on Facebook. What are you doing?
I know. So bad.
Very
I'm
busy.
Just I'm just in the process of blocking a couple of people, that's all.
Oh,
imposters.
What's your criteria?
I'm so passive aggressive.
What's your criteria for blocking someone?
Okay, there's a difference between unfriending and blocking someone. Blocking someone is basically they can't search you. And one particular person, I don't want them ever knowing what I'm up to. When you unfriend them, they can still look. I don't know the settings properly. Yeah. And I'm safer to block.
So you block if
I block if I just I'm like I want to cut it and I don't want to have to worry about the whole setting things because who's got time working out how Facebook settings work? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Blocking
yeah.
takes away that anxiety. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you don't actually get.
What about you? Because we went through this thing where we started unfriending and blocking people a few weeks ago, didn't we? We're just like in our power, going, why are we friends with people that we actually don't have anything to do with?
Yeah.
And have you noticed? I know for me, my news feed is a lot better now.
Mine is as well. I'm not getting frustrated with it. Nothing's really annoying.
And it's
so
not
much.
Because you don't particularly like the people.
No.
It's got nothing to do with that. It's about just having different values, different interests.
Absolutely.
And just making life a lot more simpler. That's
yeah.
all.
And you can unfollow, but I just sort of feel like unfollowing is just a band-aid. It's almost like you're not being honest with yourself and true to yourself. So, no, I just unfriend. And if someone gets annoyed with it, they're happy to
ask. I wonder
ask.
If I'll ever unfriend you or block you.
Oh, let's go to a hope not. Anastasia, that's it for us.
Oh, that's terrible. No, it's not. I'm actually looking very, very forward to the weekend. I'll be seeing your mug face in a few hours at my place.
I can't wait for that.
While I prepare you dinner. Can't wait to have you over. You're going to have a new haircut, so when you arrive tonight, you'll be ready to party.
Ready to go.
Can't wait!
See you on Monday.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.